on both sides. He was playing hard inside, so I was trying to figure out a different way to run it. Foot was hurting. I honestly just ran off the ball, and I used my body, just pushed him out the way.
Do you love Troy Williams? Be honest.
Do I love him? I love my whole team, man. We all battle tonight,
man.
There
you go. There you go.
Last question from me, and then I'm going to send it back upstairs. Adoree Jackson, All-American, one of the biggest names on USC's team this year. Who's covering you? What'd you think of him? Was he everything that he's made out to be?
Yeah, definitely. I knew he was a great player. He got me my first year here, and it was just a little bit of payback tonight. I knew I had to bring my A game. Started off a little bit slow, but I ended off great.
Wonderful. Congratulations. I'm going to send it up to Bill and Frank upstairs. They're going to ask you a few questions.
Bo, thank you. My cohort up here, Frank Dolce, is brimming to talk to Tim Patrick, but I'll answer his question first. Tim Patrick has 3 100-yard receiving games in 4 total this year. All of last year, Utah in an entire season had 2 100-yard receivers. So Tim by himself has surpassed all of last season. Tim Patrick, you told us last week in San Jose, this was a game, if you're a Southern California kid, you really looked forward to. Was it everything you hoped it would be?
Everything and more, man. You can't even write that storyline right here. This was a great game.
Tell us about that. You talk about the storyline. Tell us about the momentum. I mean, we could feel it all the way up here in the booth, but the momentum shifts. You know, Utah had control of that game early, a 12-13 play drive, everything on the ground, you score, and then it's almost immediately taken away, and USC now has the momentum, and then it shifts back, and you guys crawl your way back. I mean, what was it like on the sideline?
We never gave up, man. We all knew we could score the ball. We knew our defense was going to get a stop when it counted, and that's pretty much it, man. We just drove the ball like we did all night and scored.
Tim, walk us through. You guys get down 24-10. SC's got all the momentum. You need a score. You're down 2 touchdowns. You guys managed to score 3 consecutive touchdowns after going down 24-10. But what's the conversation on that sideline when SC goes up 2 scores?
Honestly, there was no conversation. We all know what we're capable of, and we all know what we're fighting for, and that's the Pac-12 championship. So everybody, we all just took a look at each other, man, and then we just said it's go time. And then after that, man, we just started scoring, moving the ball.
Now, you came out of the non-conference schedule 3-0, but this was a different deal tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You could feel the difference from all of our non-conference games to this. And everything, USC is everything that people say about them, but we came up on top this time.
All right, Tim. You get down inside. You guys can, by the way, 4-for-4 on fourth down tonight. 2-for-2 on that final drive. Coach Witt was not holding back tonight.
Nope.
But you get down there. You're in field goal range with about 25 seconds to go. Walk us through the touchdown. Walk us through the last play. You're manned up on the outside with Adoree.
Mm-hmm. Manned up. He was inside shade. I had a post corner. I knew he wasn't going to let me go inside since I beat him on 2 slants. So I tried to give him something at the line. Didn't really work. And then at the end, I was like, all right, man, I'm just going to use my frame. I'm going to push this guy out the way. I'm going to use my size. As soon as I got close to the touchdown, I leaned and leaned to separate. He stumbled, and I caught the ball.
Troy Williams, and he had a couple, you know, maybe a little anxious at the beginning. He had a couple passes that you know, didn't go the right way for him. But I'm telling you, down the stretch, it was like he put everything right on the money. What is it like being in the huddle with that guy?
Yeah, he was money today. And those bad balls, those are definitely on me. I had 2 drops today, and that's unacceptable in a game like this. But I'm just happy that he kept going to me, because when somebody drops the ball twice in a game, there's no problem with just looking away and going to somebody else, but he didn't.
Tim, you guys have struggled over the years to throw the football and make big drives. It looks like that's changed this year, and it's not just you. Butler Byrd had himself a nice night. Your boy Raylan Singleton came up with a couple of huge catches mm-hmm. in the game here tonight. How good is this offense now, and how much better do you think it can get?
I've been telling you all year, man, we're going to be a good offense. We could get way better. We still had turnovers. We've got to cut those down. Fumbled at the one. Luckily, we got it. But you can't really get mad when you get a win like this. So we just got to move on and go to our next opponent.
Well, hey, congratulations on the win. 6 grabs, 100 yards. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Tim Patrick with us here on the post-game show.